This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We continue in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Yud Beis. Today we are up to Siman Yud Gimel. Dinei Tzitzis B'Shabbos. The laws of Tzitzis on Shabbos. We are up to Siman Yud Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Arba Tzitzis Ma'akvin Zeseh. The four strings are Ma'akev. So if you only have three, at least I got 75% of the mitzvah. No, it's either all or nothing. If you don't have all four, you're not strung properly. If you walk out on Shabbos, you have to bring a carbon chatas. So you have to bring a fat cow. You have to bring it up to the Harabayas. It's a long walk, especially with a cow. Probably they had stores over there that you could get it while you're there, but still, it's still a walk. And a cow costs a lot of money these days with inflation. You know, I mean, one piece of steak in five towns, one that's one slice, they want like $50 in the store. So imagine a whole cow. In Yerushalayim, as far as I know, the prices are not low. I mean, to get an apartment over there, it's even more than the five towns. So a cow, it's an expensive thing. So therefore, you want to make sure your tzitzis are good. It's worth paying, I don't know, $50 to get a pair of tzitzis. So you don't have to spend $1,000 on a carbon chatas. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Zesa, Shekulam he mitzvachas, the roll one mitzvah, nechzolei afilu tzitzis achas, havikulahita baklal. If you're missing even one string, it's like you didn't put on anything. Ubita lagamri aseh the tzitzis. Not only that, not only we're not mekayim the mitzvah, you're also mevatel mitzvah d'oraisa. Interesting, just the word legamri, the Shaar Tzion says that he wrote the word legamri in a precise, meaning he precisely wrote it. This is not just a form of expression. To address the Prima Gadim's Kasha, so just to show the exactitude of the wording of the Mishnah Berurah. L'rshus harabim. 1 minute, the battery. Rishus HaRabim, says the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. HaRabim, Ula Karmelis Osir Medrabanan. To a Karmelis, which is not a biblical domain, so that it would be in a Sidraban to where they says this. The same thing would apply any other disqualification. Let's say the garment was mostly closed. Or this is we're not in the right place. Either the lamala migimal, they're above three fingers, or they're below from the knuckle to the nail. V'chol kahai gavna. Oy shahaya arba knafois. Katan Mishira Kasab Simon Tazainayin Sham, or the corners were too small. Bukhale Lasulas is an Apil Karmas and Rabbana. All these psulin, you can't even go out into a Karmelis. What if the Dersha wants to know? Someone is Machmar on himself because of a Chumrah, not to carry on Shabbos in a place that you're allowed to carry. In other words, let's say, you know, there's an Erev, but you're machmer not to use the Erev. So Shlomo Kluger says you can make a Tanai, then you're mekabel the Chumrah, that you're not mekabel the Chumrah, klape the mitzvah of tzitzis, if there's any ever a Shaila. In other words, let's say, you know, not using an Erev could actually come out a very big, you think you're being machmer not using the Erev? You're a big mekel. Why am I mekel? Because there's a chumrah using an Erev. Because by using the Erev, at least now, if my tzitzis, for whatever reason, are not good, at least I'm not carrying. But for the big frumi, who doesn't want to use the Eruv, he's getting messed up because he's actually going to be carrying on Shabbos. So somebody who doesn't use the Eruv should make a t'nai, says, yeah, I don't use the Eruv, but in case my tzitzis are no good, I'll use the Eruv for that. And that's a valid t'nai. And Rav Shlomo Kugler adds, when you wear such a beged on Shabbos, it's like you're a mekabel to be able to use the Eruv for tzitzis, and you don't have to make that stipulation again. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. What if the beged is not rubai sasum, but it's half, it's exactly 50-50, so that you have to look earlier what we say by a beged that's mamish precisely 50-50. Chayiv chatas, why? Dava masoi machmas is a sanosarim, it's considered carrying because of the extra tzitzis. Ve'ein, so you say, come on, aren't the strings buttle to the beged? Let's say, for example, I have a shirt, and the shirt has a design of tassel in the end. So that's not carrying, it's part of the beged. The big frumi probably has kosher tzitzis. He probably does, but if something happened that he didn't know about, he's actually he might get himself into hot water. So why aren't these strings batal? The strings of tzitzis are chashiv and they're not batal. Afilum oisim tzitzis gam kein psulim heim. And even if the tzitzis are pasul, so you say why are they batal? They're not chashiv. They're not even kosher. So why is it carrying? Kamakum kol shenimtza behem. Ezei chutin kesherim, so long as you still have some kosher strings, daitai aleim, your mind is still on them. Chashivi v'lo b'teilei. So in other words, if somebody has puzzle strings, we say they're not bottles to the beged. Why? But they're not chashav, they're a puzzle. But the reason is because as long as you have kosher strings, you still have, you think about them. Then it would come out, by the way, what if they're all pasul? So if they're all pasul, it might not be considered carrying. Yeah, if they're all pasul, if they're all not kedei aniv, if none of them have the shear, then they're not chashav, and then taka, it would be batal. If you realize while you're walking, that all your strings are puzzle. So then, as they say in, carry on. Just carry on, because they're bottle to the bag, it's not considered carrying. Who's Kedei Aniva? It depends. Average string, Kedei Aniva. Okay, Siv Beis. Imhi mitzuyetzes kilchasa mutter latzeis balashas arabim. Bein talas katan, bein talas gadal, afilu bezman hazeh, she'en lanu tcheles. Even nowadays, that we don't have blue, we don't have the blue color, we don't have tcheles, nevertheless, you are completely fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis, and therefore you may go out into a rishus harabim, whether you're a talas katan or you're a talas gadal. Says the Mishnah Berurah mutter latzeis. The Dirshu points out from Rav Moshe Al-Khar, this is Pashat. What's the lamdas? The assay of wearing tzitzis is doicha the lav of carrying? No. The lamdas is that when you have kosher tzitzis, then the tzitzis are needed by the beged, and it's considered a chelek of the beged. Now, the Mishnah Berurah wants to know, am I allowed to walk at night in the tzitzis? Vafilu belayla delazman tzitzisu. Mishum denoy hula beged. It's a beauty for the beged. It's a beauty for the... What's the beauty? Beautiful to have strings coming out of your garment? So then why don't we say the same thing? If the tzitzis, let's say, are snapped by the hole, nobody sees it. It's not even sticking out, let's say. So why isn't that a beauty? Apparently the beauty is that you have an item that is usable for a mitzvah, even if it's not currently the time of the mitzvah. And even if it's a talis of others, let's say it's katan, And let's say, according to the Shita of the Mechaber, Afilu HaPoiskim Le'elbasim Tesef Abdechivan Rak Midrabanan. Let's say according to those shitas that it's puzzle that it's only chayim and rabbanim. Come up, noy begedu. Why? Kivan the al kapana mechuyev behemetaras vadi. Because I'm definitely chayev. Ve'enoy doyme lebeged shechetzia pasuv chetzia sasum. It's not like a beged that's half open, half closed. The puzzle shulchanach leel besimin yud sivzayin the ein yoytzim by b'shabbes. Da hasam chiyuvoy rak mitzad safek. That's hard to understand. So what if the chiyuv is only mitzad suffik. Let's say it's a suffik d'araisa. Suffik d'araisa l'chumra, I gotta wear it. So then it's not noy? It's not beautiful? Why is that not beautiful? Chazaynish sort of asks, a tzar chiyon, because it's not the mitzvah that makes the tzitzis tuffel to the beged. Be the raya is at night, you're allowed to wear tzitzis outside. But if the beged needs a tzitzis, it's minoy ha-beged, it's part of the decor of the beged, to have the strings, because this beged needs it. It might not need it right now, but it needs it. So, ask the Chazanish, if I have to put strings on this garment, albeit misafik, it should be considered a need of the beged. So the Minchas Yitzchak wants to answer that tzitzis is considered a beautification of the beged if in the eyes of people it's a mitzvah. So if it's a suffik, then people do not definitively consider it a beged. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a very revolutionary take on this, that really, if it's chayv misafek, you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos in the Shus HaRabim. The Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to. That's talking about a case where you plan on taking it off to be mechayv yourself b'tarz vaday. But if you want to leave it that way, you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Yeah, that would be a big chiddush. I would say, differently than Rav Shlomo Zalman or the Minchas Yitzchak, that what makes it a beautification for the beged is not the way people see it. What makes it a beautification for the beged is if the beged definitely needs it. If this is needed by the beged, so then it's inherently a beautification for the beged. But if the beged does not definitively need it, yeah, it needs a mitara suffik. So then it's a suffik beauty. It's not a vadai beautification. Does this beged need it? Yeah, it needs a misuffik. Great. So then its level of decor is a suffik need. So then, l'chaira, you can't go out on Shabbos, the taras vadai. The Mishnah Berurah continues quoting the Prima Gaon, the Maratzes Chaim, not like the Shav Yaakov, and then he says Oz Tamid also writes this, that at night it's not Zman Tzitzis because it's still a noy, and even it's only Chayim Midrabanan, it's a noy, but if it's Chayiv Misafek, then it's not a noy. Well, that's still hard to understand, because let's say it's a Safek Dairaisa, then Midrabanon, you need to do it. It's definitely a decor Midrabanon. Tcheles, to kaimlana, tcheles, olavane makvin zezza, duchsav risa moisai, akol chad v'chad mashma, it's going on each one. Okay, we'll hold it over here. But let's think about what is the difference between a beged of tzitzis at night when it's not the zman of the mitzvah and a beged that's chayiv in tzitzis misafek. We'll think about that. Have a good day, everyone. Shkoyach. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.